Hello, everyone. Welcome to Geekonomics. It's another week. It's another show. Mark and Brian here with you to talk all things that have gone on in the past week. It's been a week.
It has. It's been
a week. Like, it feels like the fire hose just like opened as soon as we got done with the show on Monday. It was like, information.
Trailer. The studios are like,
the
strikes are
it's
over.
Like, hey, we've been
sitting on this
things?
Stuff.
Here's some things for you to watch.
No, I agree.
And then we went and saw Ghostbusters.
Yes.
The matinee on Friday afternoon, like old men. It was awesome.
Yes. It was nice.
I went to Dunkin' afterwards and sat like old men, discussed the world.
We tried to solve all the world's problems.
Yeah.
Basically after our podcast, the Alkalites trailer came out on Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
With a slew of other trailers.
Careful. We have props today. That's why there's
and
stuff on
the basically, thing. Like all the studios were like, this is all the stuff we've been holding on
yes.
to.
Here's what's going to be happening during your summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you figure you're not going to be doing anything else.
It's going to be a lot of stuff.
Because it's going to be 900 degrees outside because it's summer and global warming.
In the living.
So stay inside and watch everything.
The living's easy.
Yes.
But
first, this Friday.
CliffsCon.
It's going to be a good Friday.
Yes.
For CliffsCon After Dark.
Bristol, Connecticut.
Like that.
I do. Yeah. I loved it.
You
it was
can
great.
Steal it if you want.
It was great.
It's going to be a good Friday. To buy some comics.
It's a good Friday to buy some toys.
Yeah. See?
It's a good Friday to hang out with us.
Yeah. It's a good Friday to go to CliffsCon.
Right. 6 p.m. to
you
10 p.m.
Feel free to use all these marketing things.
Bristol, Connecticut.
Giving out free marketing advice.
I will. When I do my big social media drop.
The only thing that isn't rising this weekend, the price to get into CliffsCon.
Oh. Well,
that's Easter.
It is Easter.
And Jesus rose.
I know.
Got it. Yeah.
I got it. Doubletree Hotel, 42 Century Drive, Bristol, Connecticut, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. There's going to be special guests. There's going to be Matt Ryan will be doing caricatures.
Sorry, I can see my thumb in your shot if I do that. It's funny. It's caught up my hair.
And there's going to be a costume contest with a cash prize.
Yes.
Admission's $5. Also,
you think anyone's going to dress as Jesus?
You know what someone should dress up as? Deadpool Jesus.
I don't know if that's a thing.
There's a Deadpool Bob Ross at Manchester.
I know, but I think
now.
That'd be... Yeah, it's a.
Why not?
I think a little bit too far. Deadpool Bob Ross is okay, but when you start, you know...
Anyway, I think it'd be funny. Anyway, I hope to see everybody there. I hope it's a great turnout.
Imagine someone dresses as Jesus and they don't win the costume contest. They come in second. You're just not Jesus enough. We're sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, you tried.
Couldn't make water into wine, so you don't get first place.
Yeah, that's... They're like, well, you know...
You know, if you performed a miracle, you would have won the gift card. But
I remember doing Kineticon back in the day, and there would always be that one guy dressed as Jesus.
Oh, there's always a guy dressed as Jesus.
He's got the long brown hair,
yeah.
The white robe,
his excuse
skinny guy,
for
goatee.
Long his hair long. Yeah. I'm going to dress as Jesus. We'll go to Comic-Cons.
Comic-Con, there was always a guy dressed as Jesus and always a guy as Freakazoid.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
And, well, of course, Deadpools were everywhere.
Yeah. And always the creepy guys walking around with free hug signs.
Yeah, that doesn't age well.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So.
Especially after watching the Quiet on Set documentary. It doesn't age well.
I watched that. Did you watch that?
I watched parts of it. I couldn't get through the whole thing. It was too creepy.
I watched the whole thing. Allison was not. She was like, she's like, I remember Nickelodeon cartoons. I never watched those shows.
Me neither.
They were after
it was
our
after
time.
Our time. It was like
early 2000s.
More like Kylie Mariah.
Right, right.
Age.
But I knew about these characters growing up. I knew the shows because of people, you know, pop culture.
Yeah.
But we watched the whole thing, and holy smokes, there it is, bananas.
Yeah.
And it is sad.
Yeah.
And it is, it. The same feeling I had after watching the Jared Fogle documentary.
Which I won't watch, because that's just too weird.
Same feeling I had after the Michael Jackson. It's just,
it's strange.
It is. Definitely watch it, because it is eye-opening.
You don't have to. Don't definitely watch it, but just if you're interested, watch it.
I think everybody knows
that.
I'm not forcing anybody.
No,
I'm just saying. It's very.
It explains why most of the child stars in the world are all nutzoids.
Well, we already knew this.
Yeah.
There, I mean, we knew
It's that thing of like, I don't know. I was watching and I talked, I said it, I think I said to Claire afterwards. I'm like, I don't know anyone, like, I don't think I could ever fathom, like, who's the person that's like, you know what I want my kid to do? Be a TV star at 9 years old.
That's not even the problem.
It's just
the
like
real
it's a...
problem is at the time, and maybe even so today, there was no one protecting those kids.
Yeah.
That's what it shows. That the Dan Schneider, the showrunner, was a complete...
But no one was paying attention to anything.
Well, yes, there was no. These people were paying attention. They wanted the parents away. They wanted
the adults away.
The
executives, I mean, like, definitely were just like cashing checks. They weren't caring about what was happening.
No, because
they just want shows on the air. They don't
Dan
care,
Schneider
like, how
was
happened.
Like their moneymaker.
Just get the show on the air. We don't
he
care
made
how it
hit
happened.
Show after hit show.
But that was like in everything in television back that time frame, though. It was like, we don't care as long as it makes money. We don't care what you do.
Right.
Just as long as the show's making us millions, we don't care.
Yes, sadly.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, I don't know how far
it was Hollywood and the whole generalized tradition of Hollywood, basically, in that time frame.
All right, let's not get depressed here now.
I'm not.
But it is a tough watch, I agree.
It is. And it's out there. Everyone's talking about it. So yeah. It's kind of like one of those things. Like, if you feel like you haven't, you don't know if you don't watch it. You know, you're not in the know.
Well, we watched it, and part of me is like, man, I wish I didn't know some
of
this stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
Some of the stuff that came out was...
Never look at a potato the same way again?
Yes. That's horrible. Those
so
online
weird.
Stuff was horrible. It's not even that. There was... I don't know how far you made it.
I watched the episodes. I just didn't watch the Drake Bell one, because that one was kind of...
Well, that was the final episode.
That was the third one.
Well, he shows up at the very end, and he's all episode 4. Because at the very end of episode 3, they say the allegations against
John
Brian
Doe.
Peck.
Yeah.
And then he sits down, and it goes to credits.
Okay,
and
that's
then
what it was. Yeah.
Part 4 is all about that.
Yeah.
And
no, I thought that was 3 was all about that. Then 4 is like, because I skipped 3, because 3 was all about what happened with him, and then 4 was like the wrap up of him, and then just like the wrap up of the episode series
maybe
kind of thing.
You know what? Maybe we watched them consecutively.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't watch the third one because I was like, I heard about his story beforehand of watching it and how everything went down with him, and I was like, I don't want to sit through that again.
Well,
it's too weird.
Yeah, there was disturbing stuff that came out about.
And then like the whole, then like, do you hear the thing today? Like, I saw today as I was getting ready to head over here. Like, Josh Beck's wife is now filing for divorce because I guess he's been getting hush money payments, she's saying, from Dan Schneider to not say anything about what went on.
Yeah, but he did say stuff.
I don't know.
So I don't know.
So I don't know
that could
the
be,
story
that could
about
be,
that is, but it's like...
They could be fake news. We
don't
know.
It was just weird. I'm like, what is going on?
I don't pay attention that much, but...
No, I don't either. It just popped up on the random news thing.
Yeah. Part 4 was very disturbing because of some stuff that came out in the court documents.
Yeah.
Which could have been episode 3 because I don't remember.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Let's move on to happier stuff. Watch the documentary. It's very dark. And there might be one more episode coming out that it sounds like there could be some follow-up to it.
It'd be nice for people to make nice documentaries about stuff, like
there
happy
is.
Documentaries.
There's plenty of those.
I know, but you never see them talked about.
Well,
never talked about those.
It's not salacious.
It's like the murder ones. Let's talk about those.
Yeah. Well, that's the salacious news.
Murder and abusive things.
You go on Netflix, there's tons of happy documentaries.
Yeah. You just got to get on Netflix.
You just got to go find them.
Got to pay that $40 a month to get on Netflix.
There you go. All right. But Mark.
Brian.
Everybody remembers we were ending the show.
Yes.
The Acolytes put a big thing. Star Wars put a big thing
about Acolytes.
Star Wars
Acolyte, not the Acolytes.
Acolytes. Well, there's Acolytes.
There are.
Acolyte?
There's Acolyte is the name of the show.
And we got a trailer.
There's also Acolyte Protection Agency. That's from wrestling back in the 2000s.
Wow. Man.
APA.
Man, you're good.
Brum, brum.
So
brum, brum.
We got a poster, brum, brum. A trailer that dropped on Tuesday.
Yeah.
A
poster dropped on Monday. Right as we were ending the show.
Yes.
With an announcement of a trailer coming out on Tuesday.
Right. The poster was cool because I was like, wow, we're getting... There's a lightsaber being dragged on the ground with blood that looks like it's, you know, obviously a lightsaber is not open, but looks like there's... It's going to be darker tone.
Yes. It's going to be killing Jedi. A lot of dead Jedi.
Well, something is killing the
Jedi. The acolyte, the girl that I'm assuming is that girl with the hair.
Is she?
Is causing the people to kill Jedi.
The showrunner said that no matter what anybody speculates from the teaser, we were going to be wrong.
I'm assuming Jedi are going to die, so I'm assuming that's not incorrect, because that's the story.
Yeah.
This is the Rise of the Sith.
Well,
Rise of the Sith.
I think this is interesting. I think I'm looking forward to this a little bit more, seeing the teaser, only because I want a little bit darker tone, but I also want, like, I know I'm not really into the Filoni stuff, so this for me is like, okay, we're all going into this with a clean slate.
Yeah. Wasn't this also somewhat attached to the, not like directly, but in the same time frame-ish, or as mentioned in the last video game?
No.
The Last Survivor?
No. That happened after Order 66.
No, I know, but I'm saying, but isn't there parts of what happened during that time frame of what, when this show occurs, was mentioned in Last Survivor? That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, Jedi Survivor. I don't know because I haven't played the sequel.
Oh.
But the first game just takes place after Order 66.
Yes,
but this show takes 100 years before Episode 1.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is actually in the same time period as the comic, the High Republic comic book.
Yeah,
that which came out a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that we're away from the time period that we're constantly always
yes.
in.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's kind of exciting, something new.
Yeah, interesting to see like what they come up with or how they present.
Right. Yeah.
And Trinity's in it, so that's a bonus.
Yes.
From Matrix. Catherine Moss, is that her name?
Now you got me.
I never know her name.
It's not Catherine Moss, but I feel like I think you're very close to that. It is, you're very close now where I'm looking it up. Carrie Ann Moss.
Very close. Not as bad as you. He wasn't like Stephanie Moss or something.
I didn't say it because
Katrina
Moss. Anyway, I'm excited to check it out. We're getting 2 episodes. I don't know how many in total they're going to be, but yeah. And then, of course, an onslaught of trailers came out last week. Furioso, yes. The Mad Max prequel, which looks really awesome. And I actually like this trailer more than the first trailer that they gave us. The Penguin HBO Max series got a trailer. Looks really good. And we got a few more. Oh, the new Alien.
Yes.
Looks
pretty
good. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I watched that. Claire was like, I'll never see that movie.
That looks good.
Yeah.
She's
never been an Alien person, which was surprising to me. She likes that kind of film, but she doesn't like Alien. It's too scary for her.
I would say, in my opinion, the only good Alien movie is the first one.
Well, yes, yeah.
They all kind of gradually go downhill.
Yeah, like Prometheus wasn't really scary at all. It was just like a weird robot movie.
I like Prometheus up until the end.
Fassbender?
The end was weird, but I enjoyed it for what it was.
Yeah.
Fassbender was good.
Yeah, it's kind of like Lost in Space meets Aliens.
Yes, you're right. It was like that.
Yeah.
So the Alien movie kind of reminded me of what they just did with The Predator, they put that Predator movie on Hulu.
Yes.
And it was very low budget, and it was just a Native American tribe.
Which was great.
Against Predator or whatever. And I think this is what they can do with Alien. Make it low budget. Go back to basics. I think this is a good thing.
Yeah.
So it looks great.
I also got the Beetlejuice trailer.
That's next.
The teaser.
Now.
Comes out on my birthday.
It's September or October?
September 6th.
Wow.
Comes out on my birthday.
Nice.
One of the reasons why I'm excited for my birthday.
I laughed. I was like, are you kidding me? They're not doing the Beetlejuice theme song, which is classic.
No.
They're doing the Banana Boat song, which is Daylight
Come When I Want to Go Home.
And I was like, are you kidding? I audibly was like,
They're saving it.
What?
It's just the teaser. There's not the trailer.
Yeah, I know.
The trailer will probably have the song in it.
I hope it does.
It's just the teaser to get you teased. you know, tickle your cockles.
But didn't you, I mean, it...
I was as excited for it, no matter what it was. They could have just, they literally could have just had her riding that bike up and down the street, and I'd been like, cool, I'm in.
Well, I was...
Then at the very end, just have him raise up, and that was it. I'm like, cool.
Well, I thought it looked great. No, I'm not knocking the trailer. I thought it was really funny that they did that, because that's become very cliche at this point, where they slow down any major theme song.
Mm.
They put it in the reboot or whatever. So I hope it's great. The cast is great. We're bringing a lot of cast back from the original. Whose funeral were they at?
I think the dad's.
Alec Baldwin's character?
No. Her dad's. Winona Ryder's character's dad.
Oh.
Because okay. He's canceled.
Who?
The guy who played the dad. The actor who played the dad.
Oh.
Got canceled.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I think that's the way of getting out of having him on the movie.
Mm.
Alec Baldwin's character was already dead from the first movie, so they couldn't bury him again.
Well, him and Gina Davis,
yes,
both die
in the first movie.
Yes,
so they can't bury them again 40 years later.
But they could come back at cameos.
They could, but I mean, I don't think they would be having a funeral for them, a fresh funeral.
Yeah, you're right. You make a good
40
point.
Years after they died.
I was like, who the hell died?
I'm assuming it's the dead.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
So she knows what happened with Gina Davis and
Baldwin's character.
Alec Baldwin's character.
Man, it's been
she
so
knows
long.
What happens to the dead, but the daughter doesn't, and I think the daughter then wants to see her grandfather.
Interesting.
And that's what brings around Beetlejuice. That's I'm assuming is the storyline.
Right. I think Michael Keaton looked great.
I think
he's perfect. Because you know what?
He's a perfect character because you can put as much makeup on him as you want. He's gonna look like he did when he did it the first time.
Right. And as much as
there's
I love
not much action that he has to do.
Right. I loved Keaton back in the Batman role, he just looked like an old guy playing Batman.
Yes.
This Beetlejuice, it's Beetlejuice.
It's Beetlejuice. He's just quirky and crazy.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting about the Beetlejuice movie? You watch the original, he's not in it that much.
No.
He's not even really
That's like
in
the second half of the movie.
Yes. He's barely in it. He shows up now and again.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's in it majority. Yeah. But like, he's not even like the
he's
main
like
character.
He's like the second half of the second act and the whole third act, and that's it.
Right.
The rest of the movie is Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin.
Right. And Winona Ryder. Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited for it.
I love the name of the movie, though.
Beetlejuice.
Yes.
And if they do a
third one, don't say it. He's going to show up.
Because he's going to show up.
He's going to show up. Or maybe we do want him to show up.
Different
type of sandworms. There'll be two movies with sandworms in it this year.
Yeah. But you know what?
I wonder what the bucket's going to look like.
It's going to look the same where it's just painted white and black.
I just think it'd be funny, though, if they do some kind of like that as a joke.
Oh, God.
With like the big head looking thing.
Oh, wait a minute. Never mind.
Yeah.
I just thought of something.
Yeah.
That Dune sandworm is more like a hole.
Yes.
This one, more phallic.
Yes.
And then people can put them together.
Yeah.
Use your own imagination for that.
Your own imagination. You can breed more popcorn buckets.
Oh, my God. This is going to be...
That'd be great. That'd be exactly the kind of comedy that movie would be.
This is the year of popcorn buckets.
It
as
is.
You can
as you can see.
See
by the set right now, we have the garbage can version. Popcorn bucket from the Regal theaters, and of course you can see the Cinemark. We're not sponsored by Cinemark, but don't read that. This is the with that ass
that
popcorn bucket.
Yeah, I like this. I got one myself.
Yeah.
It's on my.
You can pre-order the Ecto 1 online for $36, and you'll get it sometime in August.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think that's gonna fly. With the the significant other unit would not be pleased with me spending $36 on a plastic bucket that's going to sit on the shelf.
These buckets, really, it, you're seeing the film, you're all in.
Yeah.
But if you're going to have to go online and pre-order something, you might double think it and be like,
That's a lot.
Right.
This is more of like they get you on the instant.
Right. It's a.
It's like, oh, look at that. It's like Disney.
Right.
You go and see someone walk around, so I'm like, oh, look at that. I want that.
Yes. That's what it's all about.
I saw you with it. I'm like, ooh, I want one of those. Brian has one.
I gotta get one. I had to get one. It's so cool.
He's gonna give me grief if I don't get one. He's like, well, why don't you grab one? Then I'm gonna get home and be like, oh, Brian got a popcorn bucket. Brian didn't get one. And Claire will be like, why didn't you get one? And I'll be like, oh, I want one now. And now I have it.
This is wild how big this is.
That's crazy. That was full of popcorn, Josh said. Because they went to Regal to see it.
Holy. It's nice, Kylie. Though. That is really
and the
nice.
Coffee, and the soda cup was basically the same size, tall-wise.
Wow.
Just full of soda.
That is cool. I do like the tit. It's nice. It's well... Well designed.
And this is why all of America has diabetes.
This is it, baby. We're all. This is it.
It's the reason.
We should go. We got to talk about.
I wonder why everyone's getting sick.
We're gonna give our Ghostbusters review.
We are.
Real quickly, X-Men 97.
Amazing.
First two episodes.
It hits hard.
Love it.
It's not your X-Men cartoon.
No, this is the same one from 97.
No.
What are you talking about?
This is not play the same as the cartoon that I watched when I was younger. This is way more.
Yeah, but this is telling a story.
But this is way more intense than that comic, than that cartoon was. There's actual blood. Like,
was there blood?
Cyclops had blood coming from his face and his eyes and his forehead.
When they had that fight at the end of
like characters
two.
Actually like getting hurt.
Well, Storm got
political
her powers
commentary.
Taken.
In the show?
Was there?
Yeah.
There's always been political commentary.
Do you not understand what that second episode was referencing?
Yes. I know it was referencing.
Yeah.
But the mutants has always been that way. That's what the X-Men's always been about.
No, what I'm saying, but that this show is a little different than the 90s
I think as
90s
an
version.
Adult, I would... Okay, I...
If you X-Men, if you saw this movie back when you were younger, you would not... Your, you would... This is a completely different show.
Yes, what I'm telling you, it's over your head as a kid. When I was a kid, or even X-Men 97, I mean, I was 17 years old.
But if you watch those now, they don't play this. They're not as in, the stories aren't as fleshed out as they are in this.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
What I agree with you. I hear what you're saying. I would only say this. Back then, those cartoons were... Monster of the Week. It wasn't a whole story. A lot of the times it was told out of order.
Especially if they're doing the story that I think they're doing, it's going to get really crazy.
This is more fleshed out one story arc, right? Yeah. It's a story arc. Now, going back to the political thing, X-Men has always been about if you can project any social commentary onto that, I think... Yes, there is social commentary that pertains to today, but back then, especially in the 90s, there was pushback against gay people back then. That was a big thing, okay? And like the X-Men represented people who weren't like you. And the whole mutant thing, when I was growing up, I always felt it was kind of that was it. That was
which they hit on a lot with the discriminated against and using Storm as the character to do that and such.
Right. So yes, I think there is
and then like
X-Men's always
doing the story
been about
where
that.
Storm loses her powers.
Her power.
Spoilers.
Well, that was the end of episode two.
Yes.
So. And also Stan Lee has, you know, said numerous times that Magneto and Professor X was based on Malcolm X and Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
So those, how they...
The economies and how they approach the same issue.
But one is going to use violence, one is going to use peace.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, spoilers, the beginning, I think it was the beginning of episode one, how Magneto, you know, I think the government comes down in helicopters.
Episode two.
But he takes the helicopters and he's literally going to chop them up with the blades.
Yes.
And they're just kind of like, just come with us peacefully. And he's like, okay. I'm like, right there and then, that would have been like, because he has to go to court.
Yes.
And I'm like, right there and then, like, you threaten us with helicopter blades.
Yes. Yeah. But then he took them up into like the stratosphere and was threatening to drop them.
Right.
A la Ultron.
Yes. but you're not wrong. I mean, it's great. It's enjoy it.
It's very much different than. I will make a bold statement on this, on the new X-Men. Not a fan of the Wolverine voice. Just not the same. The guy's voice is just not.
He's old.
It's not the same guy, I don't think.
Didn't
that guy pass away?
I have no idea.
I think it's a different person.
Do you want
to
look it up real quick?
I could do it really fast. But besides that, it's pretty good. I really like it. I wasn't a huge fan of the cartoon when it came out.
Okay, X-Men 97. I read the
I read
the comics and but I was getting in high school. I was leaving high school, so it really wasn't it didn't hit me, but I watched episodes, I read the comic more.
Oh, Cal Dunn, still the same guy.
Same guy.
Just his voice is not.
He's just old.
Yeah. He's not able to get the dark, the deepness as he could back. Like the bubs don't hit the same as they used to.
Yes.
They're bub.
The one thing about these reboots when it comes to cartoons is the voices do get older.
Yeah.
It, you know, it reminds me a little bit the last Indiana Jones movie. They de-aged him, but he still sounded
like
a 7-year-old
man. Yeah. Yeah.
He's like young. Oh, I got to get up. Yeah. It was like they couldn't fix that.
They can't. Some things you just can't. You got to just.
You just got to deal with it.
Deal with it.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm excited. I'm watching it week to week now. I'm excited to see where
it
goes.
And also, Cyclops is like my least favorite X-Man. And he's like the center point of this so far.
But he's always been.
Which I'm not a fan of. I can pretty much not have Cyclops. That was the one good thing I liked
about
the
movies.
Yeah,
but you know why? Professor X, he was the number two.
No, I know. But that was like my favorite part about the live action movies is that they killed Cyclops.
They didn't kill Cyclops.
Yes, they did.
What are you talking about?
Jean kills him. She
obliterates
him.
Yeah, but not in the first movie.
No.
He's been around. He was around for a lot of the movies.
I know.
Okay, well.
But in that first part, when the first regular movies came out, they killed him off in the last one. And I was excited about that.
Oh.
Because I dislike him as a character.
Oh, I don't mind. I mean, he's not my favorite.
He's like the. He's supposed to be. He's the, like, you know.
He's the Donatello.
Yeah.
I guess.
He's the, you know, follow the rules, do what. You know,
he's
the boss,
the Captain
says,
America
yeah.
of the team.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I like Jubilee, Rogue, Wolverine.
Oh, who doesn't like Rogue?
In Gambit. Always
her
huge.
Her quirky southern slang sayings are.
Always been a big fan of Rogue.
Yes. Yes. All around.
Gambit. Always a huge fan of Gambit, and it's great to see him back. One day we'll get a live action Gambit. I think it'll be great.
I was excited when they had talked about Channing Tatum possibly being Gambit at one point.
He would be great.
I mean, it's still a possibility, but
he could pull. I mean, he's kind of older now.
There's another guy that plays. You know, who would be good Gambit? Austin Butler. Elvis.
I guess
he could play that.
Maybe
kind of swag. He's got the voice for it too.
I will take your word for it. I don't really. I've only seen him in Dune, so I.
Well, he was in. You can see him in the World War II thing, the
right.
Match of the Air Sky. He's very...
He's good.
Got that kind of,
yeah.
You know, swagger.
Maybe. He can pull it off.
Yeah. There's also another guy. I can't think of his name right now. I can see his face, but I don't know his name. But he was in a bunch of stuff.
I mean...
Recently.
I would love it if we get Gambit in this iteration of X-Men on MCU.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, so we both love it.
Because he was hinted at in Wolverine.
Yes.
He was in Wolverine.
No.
Wasn't Gambit, though.
No.
He didn't have the powers yet, but
right.
he had the cards and everything.
Right.
There
was a brief cameo. You're right.
Yeah.
I forgot all about
plane.
That.
Yeah.
That was the okay Wolverine movie.
Yeah, he flew him to the ending.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They
never showed, they only showed him like once. He like, turn the card.
If that movie had done well, I'm sure we would have saw more.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I say we'll keep talking about it as the weeks go, and we'll review at the end.
Yeah,
because it's a long story. It's not a week to week sort of deal.
Yeah, I don't know how many episodes it's going to be.
I don't know either. But we'll continue.
But I think since I'm not like deep into the X-Men lore, I kind of know like the outside of it. I wasn't a big comic book guy for X-Men. Like Deadpool was like my only attachment to the X-Men, really.
Yeah.
I think they're doing House of M. That's the rumor. Because of the way the second episode ends.
Well, he kind of looks like it, like with the long hair and everything. So.
Yeah.
Good. Good. I'm not familiar with the house of M.
Me neither. I remember it coming out. I remember the whole like hoopla about it, but I didn't get into it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
When that theme song kicks, it still slaps.
It still kicks.
It's a great theme song.
It's the best.
It is really good.
It's right up there with the Batman one from animated series.
The series, totally.
Which, really quickly, thank myself for making that my own segue. Later this year, it's been announced, rumors, that they're going to be releasing a Lego version of the Batman animated series Batmobile.
I will buy that. It's going to be $500, but I will buy
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm definitely going to get that.
Yeah.
I love that Batmobile.
Yeah.
That Batmobile
is one of the
amazing.
Best ones.
It is great.
Yeah.
I think that one and the, you know, the 98 Batmobile, the Tim Burton Batmobile. I
yes.
love that
99.
One. Yeah. 98. I think it's 98.
I think it was 99. But
well, because the comic book is called Batman 98.
Oh, is it?
Yes,
oh, okay.
That's why.
Then there you go.
It's
like the Shadow Box. Have you seen that one?
Mm-hmm.
The Batman Shadow Box?
Yeah.
The Bat Cave is inside the symbol.
I know. Where am I going to put all this stuff? It's so cool.
I had to build space in my office so I could put stuff. I literally stole a bookcase from somewhere else in the building to put stuff on. And I almost filled it up already.
Let's go real quickly because I'm not up to date. The Road to WrestleMania. Which we are now
under 2 weeks away. We are 11 sleeps away from WrestleMania.
No,
not this weekend, next weekend.
Isn't it the second weekend of April?
No, the first weekend of April.
It's the first and second? I thought it was the 7th and
8th. That's this coming weekend.
No.
There is no weekend.
Yes, there is. Easter. Easter's this weekend.
That's this weekend. That's the 30th.
Yep.
And the 31st.
Yep. The first and second
is Monday. That weekend is the first weekend of April. Is WrestleMania?
Oh my god!
Yes,
really?
Yes.
Wow.
The 6th and 7th.
Oh my god!
Yes, it's coming. This coming Monday is the last Raw before WrestleMania, and Friday is the last SmackDown before WrestleMania next week.
Wow! All right.
So WrestleMania week is next week.
Okay. So. Don't ruin what happened last night because I haven't watched it. I'm going
to
watch it.
You're
going
to have to. We're going to have to figure out something where you're going to have to either come to my house or go somewhere where we can watch. Not WrestleMania. We could do that for WrestleMania if you want.
Yeah.
But also the Monday after WrestleMania. You haven't experienced this as a fan in a while.
It's going to be
the Monday after WrestleMania. Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania is like the season premiere.
Right.
And it's usually, like, one of the best shows of the year.
See, if I didn't have a meeting, then I could watch.
Yeah.
Well, I could try to watch it.
Yeah.
And so that's the
WrestleMania, at least. We should pick a day, at least, or something, and see if you want to come over or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe on Sunday.
The Sunday, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday is, like, the preamble.
Right. Because it's all leading up to Sunday, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
we get the band together. Maybe we could bring Josh up.
Yeah, you go.
Have a little WrestleMania party at the house.
Claire's going to hate us.
She's going to watch it. She's into it, too.
She's going to watch it?
Yeah.
So I watched...
Well, she wants to see him finish his story.
I watched last Monday.
Yes.
Last Monday was so uneventful.
This is that weird point. Where
It
was that weird point where we're just about to launch like the WrestleMania hype train.
Yeah.
And that's like the one show like setting up the hype train.
Oh, it was a big setup. It was a lot of
Cody
walking around.
When you watched last night.
Yeah, I...
Oh, boy.
I'm going...
One of the best Raws ever, in my opinion.
I will watch it tonight. I watch it as soon as I get home from
my meeting. Which is a bold statement, Cotton, because I've watched a lot of wrestling in my life. Literally one of the best shows.
I'm on WWE.com to look at the results so we can talk about it.
Mm.
And... going through it, I'm like, oh, I don't want to see. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just seeing photos, I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
So real quickly, last week, it was a lot of talking. It was a lot of Cody Rhodes walking around the back.
Yeah.
And then the one match I was excited for, which was Becky Lynch and
Nia.
And Nia. They basically started it late.
Yes.
Then it was edited, highly edited, because like there was things in the ring. I'm like, I didn't even see that happen. What happened there?
Oh, on the because that's the thing, you watch on Hulu.
Yeah.
So you get the edited version.
Yeah.
I watch the live version, so right. It's different.
They edited.
Yeah.
It was in the last not even 10 minutes of the show.
Because there's probably the part that they edited out.
There was like a table. Well, the table happened outside the ring, but there was a table in the ring. Or yes. Something was in the ring, but I didn't see it.
There was a chant, which they probably bleeped out, and that's why they edited it.
Oh.
Because a holy S-word chant.
Oh, gotcha.
So when there's holy S-word chants, that's usually edited out of the...
Yeah, yeah. We got...
The secondary feeds.
So
you might not get to watch anything from last night. You might just get like 5 minutes of show.
Right. Well,
because there's a lot of stuff.
It's
that
an
was
hour
a
and
lot
a half
of stuff.
On Hulu every
yeah.
Tuesday.
See, it's a 2-hour show, so you're not getting it.
I'm like, I'm missing.
Well, you don't get any commercials.
No commercials.
Which is a bonus.
Yeah.
But last night's show might not make it the way through.
Wow.
Because there's a lot of stuff on there that you might not be able to see.
Well, I'll find out. I'm going to watch it tonight. I got the whole thing with Paul Heyman coming up to Cody Rhodes. Now, Cody Rhodes wrestled on Friday. Paul Heyman came up to him and said, I want you to wrestle.
They said a face-to-face with Roman on
Roman Reigns on Friday.
Yes. And neither one of them brought people with them.
But at the end of Money at Raw, Cody walks by, what's his face? And he's like, if you need help, you know, I don't mind going with you.
Yeah.
What
happened on Friday night, since you don't watch SmackDown?
No, I didn't watch SmackDown.
They did the face-to-face, which they'll show this on...
They'll show the highlights.
The highlights. They literally show the whole segment on Monday.
Yeah.
Last night. So you'll probably get that.
Yeah.
They do the one-on-one, and then Roman gets out of the ring, and then he, like, makes a gesture, and then Solo and Jimmy show up. Then as they're about to get in the ring to jump... Cody,
right?
Jay and Seth show up.
Jay Uso and Seth Rollins.
Yes,
yeah. Jay Uso is
like
the one
how
who
the
said,
show ends.
Oh, really?
With them like staring each other down.
Oh, so they didn't even
touch each other.
Oh, okay.
There wasn't a match or anything. It was just a face to face.
Okay.
Yeah. No Rock on SmackDown.
No Rock.
But
oh
he
God!
Definitely shows up on Raw.
Can we talk?
Unannounced.
Can we talk about the horrible musical act he does on SmackDown?
Well, that's a throwback to an old skit.
Was that an old him sing?
The Rock concert.
Cody last Monday basically called out The Rock, so I knew
yes.
The Rock must have been coming.
Yes.
I wasn't sure if it was gonna happen at SmackDown.
Oh, he showed up on Monday.
Okay.
He showed up last night.
I'll be watching it tonight.
And oh boy, did he show up last night?
Was it good?
The first part didn't make any sense, but then it totally made sense at the end. That's
okay.
All I'm going to say. All
right. All right.
There's some good matches. The Ricochet match last night was crazy.
Yeah.
Ricochet and JD McDonagh. It was like watching a video game. Ricochet is like a human video game. He really is.
Oh, you know who was fun last Monday at Raw? The tag team.
The Creed Brothers.
Is that they're goofballs. They're like, they won not even
Miz
knowing.
Miz and R-Truth.
Yes.
Awesome
yes,
truth.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
I was like, oh, they're
kind of did that again, like their goofiness again. They weren't in a match, but
right,
they were
right,
commentating
right.
on a match.
Oh, okay.
And then
I knew
stuff
that,
happens.
I knew that was The Miz.
Which sets up something for next Monday.
I was like, I haven't seen The Miz.
This is tough because I don't want to like ruin anything for
don't
you.
Don't ruin it. I will watch it tonight.
But
I will watch it tonight. Anyway, last Monday was kind of lame. We got three matches and a lot of talking.
Yeah.
There wasn't
much matches on this show. There was some. They expanded on some stories, but a lot of talking. The CM Punk segment was very long, but very intense.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was like 20 minutes long.
I don't know how I feel about CM Punk right now.
I don't either. I didn't like him in A&W, so it's very interesting.
It's interesting because he's old now.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's just gray hair. It doesn't mean he's old. He just got gray hair.
But he's no.
I mean, I wouldn't call you old. He's about your age.
No,
not much older than you.
He's older than me. He's old.
CM Punk is, I would say he might be 50.
But I'm saying wrestling years, that is old.
Nowadays, that's pretty young.
Okay. All I'm saying is CM Punk looks to be older. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You get defensive.
CM
Mark.
Punk. I'm checking, looking up, see how old he is.
I want to say he's in his 50s.
CM Punk is 45 years old.
Oh my God, he does
He's
not.
He's a year older than us.
He does not look.
He was born in 78.
He does not look 45.
That's what 45-year-old people look like, Brian. We look like that.
We do not look.
So you people, we look like that.
He looks much older. He looks much older.
I mean, I have a cherub face. That's why I don't look like that, but.
You have a what?
A cherub face, a baby face.
Yes, we are a baby face.
Yeah.
What did I say in the group chat?
You look like an old man. People would assume you're probably older than 45.
Thanks, Mark.
You look like you don't look a day over 92.
Way to make a. You sure you know how to make a guy feel special? Jeez Louise!
You look at that gray hair. Come on, people haven't come up to you and asked you what.
Let's rewind the tape 5 minutes where Mark just said gray hair doesn't make you look old. He literally just said that 5 minutes ago.
It's true. I mean, I'm sure you probably get that same thing for people, though. They think you're there for the senior discount or something.
When I had my beard. The long beard.
Yes.
Last winter.
Yes.
I got the senior discount all the time.
Nice.
Shaved it off. I lost the senior.
Bet Allison was thrilled. Going around like your trophy wife.
She was.
Thinking you're like the second wife.
This was only at Duncan. I was giving the senior discount.
She like take you out. People think you're like dating some younger woman.
No, she's like,
how'd you bag such a young lady?
No, they go, is
old
this
guys
your father?
To you in a walker.
Is this your dad?
How'd you bag such a young lady?
Why are you out with your grandpa?
It's so nice of you to take your grandpa to dinner at 4 o'clock in the
if
afternoon.
I shave the beard off and get a haircut, I don't look that old. I mean,
no,
maybe...
if we shaved our beards off, we'd look like we were 20 years old probably.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like maybe 30.
30.
It's not it's crazy.
Yeah.
Starting to get the gray down here. So
no, you got the gray. Well, anyway. Okay, so wow, I
you look old. CM Punk is our age.
Oh my God, CM Punk is our age. This is weird. He looks older to me. He just looks older.
It makes you feel worse about yourself, doesn't it? Because CM Punk was like huge 10 years ago.
He was. I remember.
Like, he was like
big.
A superstar 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I was not a superstar 10 years ago,
and I'm still not a superstar 10 years later.
I was not. Popular at all 10 years ago. That's not true. I hung out with you. I was very popular.
We were popular. We're still popular. Okay. Anyway, let's put a pin in wrestling.
So here's another crazy one.
We'll talk about
The Rock,
it next
51
Monday.
Years old.
You know what's weird? He looks older now.
Well, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah.
You know, he looks his age. He looks his age.
Yeah.
CM Punk, you know what it is? His face just looks very wrinkly. He must have smoked a lot or done something.
He doesn't
like
smoke. He's straight edge.
He must have drank or smoked.
He's dry, straight edge. He's never drank. He's never smoked. Never done anything.
I don't believe it.
He's straight edge.
His face tells a different story.
I think it's just genetics. I think he just looks older.
Maybe.
So people just don't age well.
Yeah, I don't think he's aging well.
But he's been hurt a lot. A lot of injuries.
Yeah.
A lot of wear and tear in the
right.
old...
His profession doesn't help.
No.
It's not like
no,
we're
No, I'm
wrestling.
Pretty sure wrestlers don't like look like spring chickens at 45. They're like,
no.
Most of them aren't like able to move.
Right.
From throwing their bodies all over the place.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. We should move on to, we'll put a pin in
so
wrestling.
This is a game Claire
we'll
and I do.
Talk about it next
Just
week.
Let you know. This is a game Claire and I do when we're watching wrestling. She'll be like watching these things and be like, oh my gosh, like Rhea Ripley. Like, yeah. Man, she's been doing this for so she's 24.
She does not look 24.
She's like 24 years old.
She looks like she's in her 30s.
Cody Rhodes, 38.
I see that.
This is a game, I literally do this with Claire all the time. We're watching wrestling. All
right, we got to wrap it up, Mark, because we're getting, we got
27
time.
Years old.
Who?
Rhea Ripley.
Oh, she looks great. She looks her age.
Yeah. Just crazy, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also crazy because these are athletes, so
yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to tell. And they're wearing makeup, a getup, so they kind of hide their age.
Yeah.
CM Punk, looking at him, where I'm so used to seeing what he looked like back then.
Yes.
He looks older. His face.
Yeah.
Looks older.
Yeah.
But a lot of these younger people in wrestling, I wouldn't know how they look young to
like
me.
Like Becky, 37.
Wow, I thought she would be in her 20s.
Really?
Yeah. Right? Mid.
She's been in there. She's been in WWE for a while. So.
Yeah, I don't know that. So
she's been in there for like at least almost 10 years now. So I would say.
Right.
Like between NXT and all the other different things.
But
yeah, it's crazy to see these guys and be like, oh my gosh, that's someone my age doing that.
I hurt my back just lifting snow up. If I
hurt my back getting out of bed. What are you talking about?
I get vertigo just bending over for too long.
I was stressing out last weekend, on Friday, for having too much popcorn.
Right.
That's a lot of salt.
Yes.
That's
all I thought about. Yes.
This too much salt? I'm trying to like math it out in my head. What can I not eat the rest of the day because I've had this much salt now?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even eat dinner, really. That was like, I can't believe, I couldn't even finish it all. I was like, oh, my God. I felt dehydrated for the rest of the evening.
I know. My lips get all chapped and everything from all the salt. I'm like, there's a lot of salt in that popcorn.
All right. We got to go to the Ghostbusters review.
Ghostbusters. Order. Frozen Empire.
We saw Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. You, me, and our friend Dan.
Dan, the announcer man.
I would say for me, this is, I almost enjoyed it more than Afterlife.
Well, it wasn't as depressing of an ending as Afterlife. Like the third act wasn't as somber.
Well, that's not really why I liked it more.
Contributes to it.
I liked it more because we got to be in the firehouse. We got to.
It was more like
one.
The original two.
Yes.
It was more of that. I think it was just being back in New York with the Ghostbusters.
It was nice.
And having like a lot of the original folks and the original story tropes, like with Peck and all that.
Right.
You know, that helped.
I will say one thing.
And having Ecto-1, like being Ecto-1 and flying around.
I'm putting our... We're
making the noise.
Giving our first movie review of the year.
Ooh, wow.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it more than the last one. This is exactly what I wanted out of a Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't a perfect movie, but I knew what I was getting into, so I enjoyed it immensely. You know
yeah, well, it makes sense because last one was like them reestablishing Ghostbusters.
Right.
This one's them like
doing
the Ghostbusters.
Right.
And then the next one's going to be them like transitioning the Ghostbusters to the new group. Like
maybe.
The old folks like moving out and giving it up to the younger folks.
Well, I think the next one, if they do a next one, you can have what's her name joining in. You can have the younger people with them.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be older.
Yeah.
Because, you know, really, technically, just the three of them.
Yeah.
Because they had a kick. What's her name? They had a sign line, the big one. She was like the shine out star of the
Grace
last.
Grace McKenna's character.
Yeah.
McKenna Grace.
They sign lined her. Basically.
Well, she's 15, and they used her as the MacGuffin to make the bad person come around.
To say the words.
Yes.
Now, I would say...
Very Ghostbustery with like the...
Yes.
We need to make this machine that does this, so then that way we can then... Have you tried it on humans? Not really. Okay. Let's... Try this on a randomly, this kid knows how to do this machine magically.
Right.
You have to not think too much about it. It's Ghostbusters.
This was very much, in my opinion, like you were, you're kind of like, you're just going with it. The logic, it's movie logic is really, it's just Ghostbuster logic.
Yeah.
I think my biggest... Not even biggest. It was fun, entertaining. I think it's a great movie, The Family. I think it was great seeing people walking into theater dressed up. We saw some people in the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a lot of fun. I think it was a fun movie all around. My biggest complaint, I wish this movie was in the summertime. Felt like a summer, old school summer blockbuster.
Yeah, well,
right?
It's the kickoff to summer blockbusters.
I know. It just felt like this should have been a May or June movie.
Well, it's literally like a month away from that. So.
Still, I know. I get it. The other might be
supposed to come out last year initially too, by the way.
I know, near the end of last year.
Yeah, so it would have been happened. Yeah.
My biggest complaint is the third act just felt rushed. I kind of wish the bad guy, the Frozen Empire thing, had started later, and there was more of a build up. But it was just like, he did it. Let's do it. The end.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. But I just kind of wish it was. It was stretched out a little bit.
Should have been more story stretched out. Should have been more of like a worry that something was going to happen. didn't seem like it was much of a concern.
I will add on to that.
Like,
I will say,
we know how to do this. We'll just get the Firestarter guy, and he'll just get rid of him.
In the old Ghostbuster movies, you would see the city, people freaking out.
Yeah.
And they did show a little bit of that, but it would have been great to hear.
It was very quick.
It would have been great to hear things on the radio or watching the news, or more of a buildup, like things are slowly freezing.
Yeah.
It was just like, freezed over.
Yeah.
Now let's go to town.
Frozone, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. I think Kumail was standout.
Yes.
Kumail was, his character was the standout.
Yeah.
And I think you made a great comment after the movie. You said it was great that he was actually in a franchise, which wasn't bad.
Yes.
Because he was okay in Obi-Wan. He was Internals. We all know about that.
Yeah.
It was kind of...
It was nice to see him actually in something where he can actually shine a little.
Right. I think
actually people would see the shine as opposed to those other things where no one saw them.
Yeah. I think his humor worked in this movie.
It fits in this, yeah, for sure.
Are we getting a wrap-up?
We're close to, yeah.
Yeah. I think my other big complaint this movie, my only other complaint is it was a little overstuffed with some characters we did not need. We didn't need podcast.
Well, it's because he was in the first movie. It was kind of like...
I know. He's kind of
just
like,
establishing that he's the, like, he's chasing McKenna Grace's character, even though there's no chance of it happening kind of thing.
Yeah, and then...
And then the...
Finn Wolfhard as Trevor, his character barely did anything.
Well, yeah, so it's not his movie.
I know, but...
He's a secondary character to the McKenna Grace's character.
The
whole story was basically around her character.
Because
her star has grown since the last movie, where she's, like, in a lot of stuff. So
yeah.
She's, like, the main...
I feel like you could have got rid of podcast. He didn't even have to be in the movie.
Well, like, even, like, Zedmore's niece there. Or whatever.
Yes.
That girl.
All right.
Like, you don't really need to have her in it either.
No, no.
But she's just there to, like...
Show up. There's just a little too many characters.
Yeah.
But on the flip
side
of that...
The tech guy for the thing, that's like another...
But the flip side, I will say, I liked that Ernie Hudson. I liked how he is working on tech somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I love the world building.
He's like making a base.
Yes. That's
cool. I love
base
building too, so that's not...
It's cool. Yeah. I think it was a lot of fun to see something outside the firehouse. I loved how we got firehouse stuff. My other slight complaint is every time we got to see a nice little ghost chase scene in the very beginning.
Yeah.
But anytime the Ghostbusters went out on a call,
never saw them really capture any ghosts except for that one snake ghost.
Yes, we stood back.
Which I think that's what they're setting up for the next movie is it's going to be more of the catching ghost movie.
I hope so.
Because they all got out.
Yes.
So now all the ghosts that were in the first movie are free, including Slimer.
Right.
So you have to, like, catch all those. So
right.
Now that's going to be the third movie is going to be them, like.
I would have loved.
To me, my thought was if they released all the ghosts out of the thing, doesn't that mean Viggo is out and so is the Carpathian from the first movie?
Right. They'd all be out.
That means they've both been released.
Yes. But we don't need to redo that again.
No, but there'd be good, like, ancillary quick people that would beat in the first movie.
Right.
Well, no, because she was in the first movie.
Yes. We already done it twice.
Yeah. But Viggo, you haven't.
Viggo, we haven't.
Bringing that guy back. His sidekick there.
Yeah.
Oh, Viggo.
Viggo.
Look at the Viggo. Isn't he beautiful?
Okay, so I have minor complaints. I would see more ghost catching. We basically hung out with Phoebe a lot of this movie. And she became friends with someone. I don't want to ruin it for people who haven't seen it and want to see it. No spoilers, really, on that front.
Yeah, it won the weekend.
It did.
So, Dalton has to do.
If there's a third one, I want more ghost catching. I want the team to be together and not have someone sidelined.
Yes.
We've done it.
Well, by the time, technically, if they set it up, by the time we get to the next movie... She'll be aged 18. Enough where she'll be able to be a technical Ghostbuster. So
yes, but yeah. So I had fun with it. It was great seeing it with you guys.
Josh is sending me a thing. He wants this. Oh, okay.
What?
He was saying Viggo was killed in the second movie because he didn't possess the baby.
Oh, okay.
So he can't come back.
Gotcha. Okay, that's good. I don't want Viggo. I will give this movie a point because we got to see a new original monster.
Yes, I want new baddies. Yeah.
I don't want to go back to the well.
Yeah.
That's another
Although Olivia Wilde, I wouldn't mind having her show up again.
That's another reason why the last movie didn't work for me that much is because we were just rehashing the first movie. I like this movie because it just felt new, fun. It felt like the real Ghostbusters cartoon a little bit.
Yeah.
All things I liked.
Yeah. And Paul Rudd's in it, so.
Yeah, the cast was great.
Yeah.
I will also say I'm so happy they took out the one line in the trailer that made no effing sense to me when the mayor says, "No witnesses." And then he never says it in the movie. I'm like, thank God they took it out because it made no sense.
Yeah.
Made no sense. I'm like, why is that even in here?
I don't know.
They
just pick random scenes.
Because there's there was eyewitnesses to like everything.
Yes.
The Statue of Liberty walks down the road.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. I love the fact that they threw in the commercials from the old toys.
Yes.
Into this.
And they referenced Ghostbusters too.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Patton Oswalt was great.
Yes.
I didn't know where we were going to go with him.
Him being the librarian's perfect.
I thought it was great. Perfect. I loved how they utilized...
Librarian ghost is still around.
They utilized the old Ghostbusters, I think was a little bit better.
Yeah, for sure.
So
give us your score, Brian, as we get ready to wrap up the show.
I capped teeter between a 7 and an 8.
Ooh.
It's not bad.
It's not great.
What are you talking about? On a scale.
If you took a 7 home, if you took a 70% home to your parents, you would not be, they would not be thrilled with you when you were younger.
A 70 is still good. An 80 is still good. All right.
A different household than I did. My
7
friend.
And 8, I think, are good. 8, 9, and 10 are fantastic.
Yeah.
5, 6 are kind of like middle of the road.
Okay.
And then anything after 5 is just.
That's just why even. Why'd you go?
Why'd you go?
Yeah.
And I thoroughly enjoyed this.
Okay.
And I will give it an 8.
All right.
I just think it was a fun time at the theater.
Yeah.
I think that there's some things I wish were a little bit different, but otherwise I don't really have complaints. On the scale of Ghostbusters movies, I think it was very enjoyable.
Yes.
And I think an 8's a good score.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with an 8.
Yeah. I'll agree with you on at least giving it an 8, but I'm going to bump it up a little bit and give it an 8.5.
All right.
Because it had Slimer in it, and he's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, 7 8s are good.
Yeah.
I mean, if I gave it a 6, that means I think 4, 5, and 6 is kind of like your middle of the road to forgettable. You're just kind of like, well, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that'd do it. We'll be back next week with more Road to WrestleMania talk.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be on the actual road.
Yes.
Driving to WrestleMania. And also anything else that pops up. Who knows? Random trailers, anything. We'll be back to talk about all that and more next week. As always, be safe, be well, be kind.
And rewind. See you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Night, Rocky.
We see part of the brain.
Yeah, that's still being recorded, so I'm leaving that.